This is called Nothing Is, and it's a, I'll just explain it. It's a poem about around Christmas time, a person I knew but didn't really know him very well. He took his own life, and around Christmas time, it's a very, very, very sad time of year. And but where I'm coming from, this, it's not actually, it's the loneliness before that happens, and the isolation, the exclusion that they must feel, you know, not being able to come to somebody and to ask for help. So I dedicate this to for those people. It's called Nothing Is. You never know, brash outward display, who we really are. Clown's mask, subterfuge, belies that truthful task. Devil may care, joker's wild, happy face disguise. Deep inside, depressing thoughts, friends not welcome at. Alone and afraid, dark wave, dark wave. Life and death, death or life, please help, help, help. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Brian. And now we have Maggie Breen, please. I'll do a drum stick. Maggie, on the ship.
Thank you. This is a poem about the kind of poem that you think once you've written it, it will solve all your problems. It isn't. It's called Mad With Words. Today I am mad with words that lure me in. Let me believe that if I find them, I'll be cured, I'll be happy. Today I am mad with words, the ones whispered to me so I wouldn't tell, that burned in me until I did. Today I am mad with words, my words that I shared, her words that she broke. They weren't her secrets to tell. And all the time I'm thinking how I might break up in little pieces if I keep talking, or how I might cry or scream until tiny cracks come in me, all over me, and I try to fill them, try to hold them together with my fingers, but it doesn't work. And slowly my flesh starts to show as the skin opens like a story, layer by layer, like a tree with rings that tell its age, the hardship it's been through. And I see what it looks like in my center. Today I am mad with words, my words spoken over and over to different faces in different therapists' rooms, different mouths that move and hands that sit silently on laps, and some who seem bland, and others who are useful and have kind eyes, help me figure out some new thing, some trickle of memory from a dark pool. And I want to be better instead of hanging around on the edge of life, dangling my limbs over the precipice. Thank you.
Thanks for meeting, Maggie. Next we have Liam Hughes.
It's a little bit more gloomy. It's called Of Locusts and Moths. Hope. Hope is the wrong word. Resistance is a better turn of phrase as far as we're concerned. Construction-wise, you are nearly right, although what you see is no longer real. Hopeless and soft meat for the picking of locusts and moths and creatures of the deep. But I'll do you right and fight at your side if you still believe in better dreams. Hope is the wrong word. Resistance is a better turn of phrase as we lie at this great depth. Persevere with truth and the actions will unfold. Let the spirits loose, drive the moths out to the cold. If the locusts remain at the outposts of the known, then we can reclaim where the forests may grow. Compassion is insane in the turbulence of war. This is just a game, and we're the last ones to know. We're the last ones to know of locusts and moths. Illuminate to eliminate the fractions of the deep. Propagate to precipitate the arrival of the lost, and stoke the fires that burn within. For this is a fight you'll surely win. For the passion is the remedy, and we've got much more than this. Now the poisons of our enemies can never ever touch our lips. Thank you.
Thanks, Liam. And now that the lovely lady sitting beside you is next, Natalie Fraser. Or Fraser.
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 This about 4 years ago, and I was feeling nostalgic and looked at it for the first time again today, so I thought I may as well read it on my first night here. A year later, I returned to sanctuary, yearning again for that gentle green womb I had coaxed around myself. And there I find that the paths had receded, overpowered by the force of the fern's wildness, and shaded by the densened canopy overhead. Yet despite the conquered game trails and eroded hillside, I find, still preserved, that cradle of moss and plant life, awaiting my promised return, as if I left only yesterday. A year later, I return, perhaps no wiser, perhaps no more disciplined, but wilder, barely able to find the footpaths that were once so clear through my mind and the land. Yet still I find that cradle, that nest, a womb of sanctuary in the earth waiting for me, as if she understands, though perhaps I do not, that though I feel lost, there is somehow reason to it. I have been endarkened, shown my faults, my harbored misconceptions. I have been marinated in senselessness and confusion and humbled by all of this and shown the frailty of my life without the warm acceptance of her ever patient love. 1 year later.
Great to see somebody coming here reading for the first time. You might make this your mossy bank for the year ahead. Who knows? And next up we have Ben Burns, please.
This is called AV. Out of the worst of the rain, I pull down my hood to hear better. It's quiet between the trees, but the drones of traffic can still be heard. From high in the canopy, the cry of a heron as it takes flight. The sound disturbed branches make, its wings seem to beat too slowly. The trees reach up to a blank grey sky, their trunks dark with moisture. The river is decorated with rings that expand and fade into stillness as more rings burst into being. Further downstream, flashes of white dance in swift chaos across my vision. For brief moments I can see before thinking, each moment a collision. A drake emerges from under the bridge and paddles quietly forwards. A V of ripples forms at his breast and tails out in rhythm. Bad musicians murder silence by playing too much without listening.
That's the truth. Thanks a million, Ben. And now we have Jude O'Neill, please.
Yeah. I haven't named this yet. I wrote it today at a creative writing workshop in the Unitarian, which is a place. Mm-hmm. I sat there, just sat. The autumn chill beginning its slow creep up from my ankles again. the midweek sunset bathing my face in its dying light, painting my vision amber. Amber, like the whiskey, resistant and scorching my throat as it sinks. There's old smells in the air, of damp, of too hot coffee, of the chipper down the road and the pub next door, but I'm hit then by something new. The lilting, raw vibrato of the neighbor drifting across to me from her open window. I imagine her, her hair red and gold, and flicking behind her this way and that as she turns around her room, barefoot and dancing to Stevie Nicks. Her smell, heady like wheat and pachowli, and she smiles at me as she passes me on her way down to the markets, and I promise myself, every time, that the next time I'll ask for her name.
Philip Spillane, please.
Digged up from the files of my computer. It's like based on a girl I saw on the internet with, like, she was young, but she had the most darkest stare you ever think of, you know? I might show it to you in a minute, but like, she's like, blonde hair and blue eyes, and she's just like looking straight at you expectantly, and I just wrote that about that stare based on the Honor of the Beast. Maybe. The wind forcefully grinds its mass against the gothic glass, as if it wants to get inside. The rain replaces absence for fingers and taps unrhythmically to let those forces of nature out from the cold. Maybe. Although the fire here is lit and curls burnt to yellows with skin tickling heat, I shiver with nervous cold. And that's because the little girl's eyes, as the wind pounds on every window, In this household, her pale white eyes stare in me, holds on my face, and what does she see? Her skin is peach, and her hair is knotted string. The dress is Dorothy patch of white and blues. Although she's innocent, her echo is frightening powerful. I try to heal my fear with the glow of the red fire, let it melt me red hot, and forget about the staring eyes. Are you afraid of what she's thinking? Her guardian reminds, a punctured, patched cap plugged on his head, lost expressionist, his mane has a tangled mess, I like to see that blowing in the wind. His goggles were strapped so fastly against his molted old face, I couldn't reassure myself that his face was symmetrical. Yes, what complexity is behind those eyes? What soul was buried with a look like that? Should I fear, or should I be a man? Should I try again to stare at it? Or that I'm lost, and so I should look lost? Her sister, natural dirt treadlocks of warfare, her stare at me expectantly, her red dress captured and made her features look older, no eyebrows. It makes me feel weak, test my desires. My confession is, I have nothing to give. What do I look like, you may ask? Is little compared. Thanks.
Hello. Great. Patricia Walsh, please.
Scott Patton, please. Some warrior burns down the house at night. Insurance led to his bloody end. Incinerating loved ones for catching dreams, spoke always to kill our flagrating lives. A cocoon busts in my sleep, no one notices. In fact, Anthony Didico fooling myself. That was important in another's life. Spitting curses at polite company, eating words. I hunger for truth, barbarous as it is. A single match to burn down a forest. Hell burned that Mara Woods persistent. A pain to clean up satanic imagery. You must realize these things happen. Point taken, desirability aside. A fire and a cold day resurrects humanity. burning heritage from a lowly bug. I will punch through touchdowns, speedies, redemptions, burning gores for protection pummels the air, making space for production in a fertile space. We realize to ease our own debts content. The sun conflagrates, the end of another day. Now rise soon enough to warm the land. Now burn for production a little island. Cooked, no time to eat, tie, try it and error. Thank you.
And now we have Jamie Urquhart, please.
Thanks. It's called the bees. They fly in from the country, above suburban streets, in swarms sufficient for those old enough to remember the buzz bombs. They fly in, leaving trails of swaying blinds, disturbed curtains. They think we are responsible. They do not understand the complexity of these matters, the equations of chaos theory, or the population dynamics of virulent mites. They fly in and cover the faces of strolling couples and innocent children with stings. They haven't seen the charts, the studies we've done, the conclusions for further studies. They don't read the journals. They fly in from the country and ignite an ancient fear.
Thank you, Jamie. Charles Clark.
Oh. Has anyone here ever been in Derry?
Yes.
Yeah. It's only just over 300 miles away. But many people from Derry would know who the Earl of Bristol, Bishop of Derry, actually was. Because he did, in fact, rebuild a large part of it sometime in the 18th century. More recently, having attempted, there is one surviving country also of the three he built, which is at Ickworth in Suffolk. And very eccentric it is. More recently, his descendants happen to have actually kept the same degrees of eccentricity, you could say. But death of a Marquess, the Daily Telegraph reports 1999, downwind of a prominent cigarette, an arm, nobility in trench coats versus older values. That was the photograph of the obituary page of the Daily Telegraph. On the news pages, another image. The greatcoat's fur collar is a huge wreath, one might say, an anticipation of the event, death of Marquess. At Ickworth, with friends years ago, we relived the breakfast to evening life of the aristocracy. Under the great dome, we moved through morning room, past table laden with heavy silver, the study, magnificent library, encountering the busts of Fox and Pitt and Canning and Lord Liverpool in the drawing room. But the late, the seventh Marquess, eschewed politics, achieved his right.
Thank you, Charles. And now we have James O'Leary, please. James O'Leary.
Thanks. This poem is called Admitted. And it might be useful to know that every second couplet is dialogue. Admitted. Ivy lines, doctors, benzodiazepines. Flowing walls, dancing jesters, spiders under my skin. 72 hours sobriety is required before entry. Bring comfortable clothes, no phones. pre-treatment group meetings, hand tremors, drinking dreams. There will be room searches. Someone brought vodka injected oranges once. Piss tests, soup for lunch, war stories, roll-ups. How many of you think you shouldn't be here? Form two lines. Librium dosage arguments, screaming in the adjacent field. With one foot in the past and one in the future, you shit on the present. Share and tell and tell and tell until teen. Case manager meeting go well? Swimmingly, I nearly drowned. Morning, meditation, family day, phone cards on Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. Are you manipulative? No. X Factor, endless tea, night staff arriving with our tobacco requests.
Thank you, James. Next is Devon or Darren O'Connell? Devon, is it?
Yes.
Devon?
Yes.
Devon.
I haven't done it in the distance I was in primary school. Let me in, I'm light to load. I'm bouncing, ballast free. Let me in, I'd like to load. Stack your ordnance on me. I'm here unladen, trawler waits on the bed. I'm here unladen, empty that hopper of your head. I'm fully bunkered, save for an empty hold. I'm fully bunkered, but hollow, steel and cold. Safe beside the key, your trouble's secure in me. Safe beside the key, but will they jettison when I reach the raging sea.
Thank you. Hello, Devon. Thank you. So we got us
from Bring it on. Bring it on. We can take it.
So next up, Mags Creedon.
A little bit sensitive subject. I was an anatomist in another life, and I think the donors are great heroes myself. So it's a little thing about being totally not orientated on the first day of the job. So it's called Anatomy for Beginners. No one ever told us, and no one knew we'd come, but the door swung open to a sink full of lumps. Oh no, don't go in there. There are patients in there, I said. And I looked around to see the girls in Cabot, Teely and Rathfarr and Dublin 4, and we waited by closed doors. Well, then again, one said, I think they might be dead. A tiny little granny with her nose pressed on a steel trolley. Then we realised that we were obliged to walk this gauntlet of the dead through the rows of this plot of people to see the theatre of anatomy on the other side. And I, being a romantic, grieved a bit for every one of the little grannies, the criminals, the students whose lives were abruptly ended. Our tummies grew stronger, our nostrils grew used to formaldehyde, and then we had to do it. And I'd say to the technician, what happened to him? And he said, nothing happened to him, Mum. That's a city dweller's lung. And I would say a little prayer for the hand that I would hold. And later, the circle was nearly complete. Not quite, and no petri dish was big enough for this little piece of me and Milo. But I thought of the granny, with her nose squashed on the trolley, and how she must have lived a life of quiet obscurity, and no one ever told us, and no one knew she'd come, and no one ever missed her. But one day, solely and exclusively, she was only seen by the Ivy Leaguers, and she was a star from near. So that's the end of that.
Now, speaking of granny, now she's not a granny, but she's kind of like O'Bale's honorary mother and granny all rolled into one. So, Mary O'Connell, get up here.
Thank you. But it's the first time I've been called a granny here.
Bear in mind, there's 20-year-olds here now.
I thought she'd gone away, but in fact she's back with a vengeance. Sarah Palin. Just before I start, I have to point out that she had 5 children and very strange names she gave them. 2 of them are mentioned here. One is Track and the other one is Bristol. So it's called When Will Sarah Pale into Insignificance? When his confidence was failing and Republicans were glum, McCain snagged Sarah Palin, who was just a hockey mom. He went north to Alaska, found a pit bull in disguise that might square up to Obama, help deprive him of the prize. Known as Sarah Barracuda and a pageant queen to boot, she gave her kids some offbeat names and was not afraid to shoot. If she shattered the glass ceiling, she'll most likely use a gun. Keeping track of her 5 children could provide a lot of fun. Bristol's boyfriend was a redneck, and while playing fast and loose, he got the poor girl pregnant while her ma was shooting moose. Once again, she's hit the headlines. Now she's backing Donald Trump. She reveres him as a hero, though he'd pass for Forrest Gump. If the Donald is elected and we reach that sorry pass, she believes that with the army, he should go kick ISIS ass. Neanderthal Republicans are happy with that plan. Let's hope sanity prevails and he'll be an also-ran.
The honorary mother of Obama. It's a fast ride, Rosie. Next we have Brian Cunningham, please.
I have to promise myself to write a poem now before I go up here next time, so I keep writing them. I go up here, I'm inspired by everyone. This is called Intelligence with a Question Mark, right? Born, raised or dragged up, born with lucky stars or just rotten luck. Who knows what path we have chosen, well before or now. Here are steamed, with steamed heads or sober minds. Masked faces with tips according to the media, gravely frozen. Or what kindness lies beneath those shielded and broken hearts. In a world we are dying to connect and be a part, but we already are. What paths have made us feel like we are born above or below? Look around at your fellow kin. We all breathe in the same air. In a life where human kindness is a rarity, it's not like there is no source of abundance. How come the scarcity? Intelligence is nothing without the love. And what good is a brain without its pump? If they tell you to jump, look around first or don't.
And now we have Christy Parker.
I don't normally read the same poem 2 weeks in succession, you know. But I didn't bring the other one with me. So. I read this last week. Of course, it was a work in progress, and it's still in progress, but I'm going to read it again anyway. Besides everything else, I've added a verse or two here and there and taken out bits and pieces. It's also going to be kind of irrelevant. It's called A Candidate, so it's going to be quite irrelevant, probably, in a month's time, as you can imagine. bit like the Labour Party, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Emin Kelly would have been as well. Anyway, it's the candidate. I was coming home from a trip to the shops with free-range eggs and two pork chops, and out of the shadows a strange man pops, crossing my path, and then he stops and he says, "Hey, it's great to meet you, sir. It's a wonderful day, but then again, sure, we all hope for the best, so the best may occur. Do you know who I am?" he inquired with a bow. I was set to reply, but he'd not finished yet as he reached for my hand, and I knew from the sweat and as his palm pressed on mine, I might stay to regret that this man with the grin and I should have met. He was quick to denote we're in the same boat, so here he was hoping I'd give him my vote. I was glad it was my hand and it wasn't my throat when he tightened his squeeze, as he said, and I quote, "I'm left and I'm right and I'm centralist. I'm a conservative kind of a liberalist. I'm a socialist and a capitalist. I'm a Marxist with a shopping list. I'm both a pessimist and an optimist. I'm a realist and an idealist. I'm a Christian kind of an atheist. I'm a Muslim with a Catholic twist. I'm a pacifist, but I'll use my fist to defend whatever it is your right to exist, if you insist. And whatever you want, as long as it fits, and all things to all people, if you've got on my gist. His policies, once he would have them in place, would profit East Cork and the whole human race, and possibly put a young man in space. He proudly revealed to me with a straight face. He favoured more jobs, and he had measures planned to empower the communities and towns and the land. He'd reduce the crime levels by taking a stand, and anything bad he would soon have it penned. Yeah, he sympathised too with those poor refugees, and he'd taken 100 nice ones, if you please. While businesses starting are down on their knees, would avail the cash he'd have growing on trees. He would work to ensure more Gardaí on the beat, and he'd stand up for workers if he got a seat. He'd abolish dog fouling from under our feet and pass bylaws that joggers use fields, not the street. And Middleton Airport was strong in his sights, with a program rolled out for inbound-only flights, and adding more thrills to his list of delights, he'd ensure bondholders were read the last rites. He'd step up to the plate for the homelessness crisis, building 10 homes a day at affordable prices, with CCTV and such clever devices that would save us from burglars, drunk women and ISIS. He'd fill potholes, he'd fill wallets, he'd fill forms as well. He'd stop flooding going forward and eliminate hell. He'd cure cancer by Friday, from what I could tell, once given the mandate to practice his spell. "I remember," I whispered, with all that implies, as I felt the salt tears welling up in my eyes. "First preference," he ventured, his mind on his prize, as I lifted my head and gazed to the skies. "I remember," I glared, each word loud and clear, as sure as a doll seat is precious and dear. But when you grabbed my arm for a word in my ear, not one of my bloody eggs didn't tumble, I fear. Thank you.
Kind of scary because it's very true. Yeah. So many of them are like that. So hard to choose. Yeah. Anyway, well, we have to figure it out somehow. Next up, and to take us away, we have Michal McGlover, and he's going to be joined by Ciarán McCarthy. I don't know, straight away or in between or what. Figure it out, guys.
You can squint in the sunlight if you can't buy shades. You can love her with your feeling if your fortune should fade. You can shelter them with hope if the situation's grave. You can find a way to cope. You will find a way. Do they not have feeling if you can't see it on their face? Do they not have pride if you can't see it on their face? Are they empty inside if it's tears that they taste? Does home sound appealing? Has it all gone to waste? his hometown to Peter when he wrote its time and place. Feeling lonesome if lonesome's what you are. No problem sitting in the alley if you can't stand at the bar. If you can't be beside her, you can love her from afar. And you can shout at the night sky to let her know who you are. If you need a companion, what's wrong with drinking wine? Why shouldn't I call you baby if I can't call you mine? What's wrong with breaking bottles if it makes the street shine? Crying in the moonlight with a twinkle in your eye. Nothing wrong with smoking if it calms your nerves. Who cares if you're joking if it's memories preserved? No wrong with drinking, it's time spent thinking. And no shame in the beer that takes away your fear. No problem bleeding if she left a scar. No problem stepping back if you've gone too far. You can walk home if you can't drive a car. You can sing into the night sky to let it know who you are. And you can squint in the moonlight if you can't look away. Is hometown appealing? Is the situation grave? You will find a way to cope. You will find a way.
Bye, bye. You will find a way for sure. Alexander found his way onto the open mic at the last minute, so that's fine.
You listen to your mind, right? And then you paint with imagination, and you write with rhythm, and you speak with images. Watch McDaniels. Hate with all of you, love with your whole heart, wish they died, cried at the funeral, passed out, can't sleep, and sent out in one went up on the tip of my tongue, and stuck to the roof of my mouth, between here, there, right side, wrong side, bad side, in the middle of nowhere. Pull yourself together. Hit rock bottom. Fight for tomorrow. Live for today. Have you thought about your future? Held back, go forth, high ground, low tide, rolling stone, clap, a thunder, flash, a lightning stroke, a genius, so cold. Completely lost it. Just had it. Meant so much to me. Check your pockets. All your pockets. Let down, don't give up, don't cry, you're embarrassing me. I know my rights, shut up, you're too much, it's just not enough. Fuck me, fuck you, fuck them, and then two times two divided by one for infinity. From the bottom of my heart, I've had it up to here. Take it back, get a new one, trade it in, like, brand new. Once more, let it go, stop acting like that. So relieved, completely disappointed, send your chief, think outside the box, defend yourself, don't fight back, face the truth. We all make mistakes, hate yourself in the morning, case Ross, rock, carpe diem, since the beginning of time, till the end of time, live in the moment, don't make it aware, be the best, it's never enough. He's so humble, I'm so lonely, she's so dirty, you're so pretty, I can't trust him, such a bitch, what a fag, tie your shoes, fuck my brains out, take him off the table, you're breaking my heart, he's just like my father, you're not my son. Get it together, once upon a time, I never loved you, forever and ever. Play it back, run it up, stamp it out, send it to you. Be yourself. Save face, don't lie. White lies. Cut it and tell yourself, told you so, what I tell you. Last time, never again, retarded, total genius, so predictable, never meant to say it, totally regret it all for one between the two that's supposed to be me and you, right around to and fro, back and space. Take go bar, out right under your nose, at the side of your mouth, tongue and cheek, gives good head, took all my strength, going, gone, sold! Same old song, remix, resend, stop that redundant, I mean it, what a doormat, open your eyes, tell me the truth, I can't handle this, you're so outrageous, all in time, what a liar, so vain, such a friend, to the limit, around the bend, like a brother, such a lady, try again, back, hand, back, step, back, track, back, pedal, about, face, bounce, out, and blah, blah, blah.